You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so I have Charles Gervais on the line, and he is Chief Innovation Officer over at iTransform. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Looking forward to it.
All right, Charles. So I want to talk about iTransform. Really, a big theme of this episode is going to be business transformation, business modernization. Like, what does that mean? What does that look like? A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives watch this show all day long. And we're looking for tips. We're looking at ways to help and grow our business. So I'm excited to talk about this with you. And just get us kicked off. So Charles, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Charles, what mission matters to you?
So really, our mission is straightforward. So we want to dumb down digital transformation solutions and package them into accessible offerings for small, medium businesses. So quite straightforward, make it simple, affordable, and practical for small, medium businesses.
Fantastic. And we need your help out there, just so you know. So the whole idea of digital transformation and what that looks like, I think let's just start there. So let's just maybe define that. And so what is like digital transformation, modernization when it in respects to business? Like what does that look like for you? Because you're working in this like day in and day out.
So yeah, digital transformation is the known word out there, but I feel it's overutilized. It's vague. So we kind of try to use another word or a different approach and call it business modernization. So I think it resonates with business owners a lot more because, like, if you look at the analogy of modernizing a house, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a house. If you don't renovate, if you don't modernize the house, well, it's going to become not as attractive. The value will decrease over time. It's not really appealing to host people over, right? So constantly having to modernize is really important. And this is what we are, a little bit why we are approaching the small, medium sector and to really push this digital improvement in their business. Yeah.
All right, Charles. I mean, so this sounds great, but I know everybody listening, I mean, we've heard this word transformation used a lot. And now we're introducing modernization, but maybe you can just to add a little bit more meat to this. Maybe you give me an example of like either a business, you don't have to say their name, but like a transformation or modernization that you help somebody with.
Yeah. So let's look at two components. So modernization, more on the efficiency side. So having helped a, let's say, a small company to really change their back office by putting a small modern accounting system, okay, to fast track the quoting, invoicing, payment, online payments. So these are just a small step, doesn't cost a lot of money, but took on way less time for administration perspective, plus a better customer experience at the other end, having the ability to pay right online. So this is part of the efficiency side. If we move the needle on the other side to transformation objective, or we're now talking about modernizing a, to move the transformation to create a new business model. And essentially, we took a traditional advertising company and we turned it into a full platform. So to really engage and capture a bigger audience for their market size while being fully online, and what they used to do really just phone calls and trying to book some advertising. And now they turn it into a platform where they will be able to grow their existing business. And so having to create a new business model, this is the ultimate. It's not everybody that will go there, but yeah, we... In an advertisement business, it's quite a big achievement, I guess. Mm.
Yeah. How long does something like that take? And obviously, it's going to be different for other companies. Yes. And let me rephrase that. It's never going to be done, right? There's always things you could do to improve processes and to, especially as you grow, you add new products. Who knows, right? Yep. So it's an evolution. But like for what you just did, you just now described two different things. One of them was, you know, upgrading, let's say, the modern a back office for accounting and things like that. Maybe let's start there. Like, how long might something like that take?
Like just a small component to set up and to, you're looking at 30 days or a month or so just to implement, set up and get people trained up in that. So it's really easy. If you're looking more on the transformation, the other, you're looking more of a 6 months to 1 year type timeframe. And we're trying to push to use existing software, so white label solution, and not start to create a custom solutions for scratch from scratch all the time. Yes, sometimes custom software development is required, but most times there's all these existing technologies open and ready to be connected via APIs. So it's just a matter of looking in the right place and finding those new technology stack to connect with. And these make it go way faster.
And that's a big deal, like using off the shelf or white label solutions, because the example I always like to bring up for that is like CRMs. Like, yes, once upon a time, everybody, like all these big companies, everybody was sold on they need to buy their own CRM, right? Or build their own CRM in-house. And then they had all the, and then, you know, fast forward 10 years, 15 years later, they have all these legacy systems with layers and layers and different things and components. And then a new, like better CRM comes out. And it's like, they're looking like, we're used to our old one. We like what we have, but it's like, but it doesn't do this. And it probably never can or will, or the cost would be more to upkeep that thing now than it would be just to switch over to something else that maybe, and I'm not going to give any plugs, but to another system that may be more beneficial, we'll say. So talk about, like, I guess, cost efficiencies and what that does, because that's got to make a big difference.
Huge. Like there's companies that have been that we work with that they were like in a custom solution for many years, like you're looking 10-20 years. And they're just stuck into this custom solution that doesn't talk to anything. So let's say the accounting system is disconnected from their internal, let's say, ERP. They're not able to talk to those newer CRM that is able to do a lot of automation on these workflows, right? They have everything. They're stuck within their own environment. And in order to upgrade this, like you're looking at custom, like you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars of investment. And by and this true story, this company had was in this the system, and they said from day one, they said, we don't want to change this, we would like to help to modernize this. We said okay, so we went on and we listened to the client, and all of a sudden we kind of let them guide them to make the informed decision of moving out and use off the shelf technology stacks and making those connections. And for a fraction of the cost. Like you're looking at maybe $6,000-$10,000 a year in monthly subscription costs. And all of this, all of a sudden you're fully connected and these software off the shelf, you're always going to evolve with them. There will come out with a new feature. You will have this new feature for free and you can always change tiers. It gives you a lot of flexibility and openness to other systems.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And the opposite of that, so just to elaborate, is that the opposite of that is don't do that. And now you're essentially like, if you have your own CRM and then and you're updating it and you're trying to keep up with that with and you're and it's your custom solution, you essentially now are equivalent to a CRM company. So if there's so if you're just like it, you're just not selling it to other people is what it comes down to. So you're maybe not making any money off of it, but there's updates, something changes, software changes, other things change that you have no control over. You got to then get into your bag of being a CRM company and update it or else over time, it's just not going to work for you. It's going to break. Exactly. Like something's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. It's great. And so ultimately the cost savings is a big deal. So, and also the timeline for like building something, getting it done, getting it implemented, and also like switching over. So if you're talking about going from a legacy system to something like that, of course, that's going to take, you know, some time, some work, but I like those timelines you said before, which again, I won't hold you to this, but you know, on the back office thing, you're looking at 30 days. So if somebody's looking for, you know, transformation, that's a bigger thing, right? So you could be looking at upwards of a year. But the point I like to leave here though, is that it's possible. Like you don't have to settle for what you've been doing, how you've been doing it. If you want to improve your business, if you want to improve different things, and if you are serious about technology, you know, that's the way to keep up in my opinion. But and is to make sure that you're continually evolving and improving.
Yeah. So like digital transformation is exactly continuous business modernization. That's as simple as one can put it. It's just you always need to make those small steps forward to really be more performance day in, day out.
So I'm all about action and actionable tips. So we'll talk about iTransform. And obviously, I'm going to give you an opportunity for to be a resource to our audience. So at the end, I'll give you the ability to leave, you know, website or contact info so people can follow up and connect with you and your team. But that being said, like, what are some like simple things? I know this varies, by the way. So from business to business, size of business, industry, sector, I mean, a lot of different things, you know, experience of the founder. I mean, all these different things matter, right? But that being said, what are some of those like simple steps or some things that people should be thinking about like right now, if they're just maybe beginning that digital transformation journey or business modernization?
So yeah, there's a lot of quick wins. And it, like you just said, it varies from business to business. We've done quite a few and none are alike. Mm-hmm. So what we feel if we continue to use the word digital transformation is it seems as today for the small, medium sector, it's push one way, one perspective, meaning it's either push tech, leading with technology, or people are, let's say in the marketing business, are just pushing digital marketing, right? It's only a one-way street with a one approach. You have the big McKinsey's of the world, and but they their approach is really more comprehensive, but they're meant for large or enterprises. So it's really the small, medium businesses where they represent 95% of the business out there. They are underserved at the moment because there's no comprehensive solutions for them. So really the quick win right now, the way I see it for small, medium business is to look at the comprehensive approach and really focus on their business objective and not leading only with one solution. And if we go back to the house analogy, painting or doing the kitchen might be sexy and might be more of that nice look, right? But maybe the roof is leaking. So if you don't address the core component, it's nice to do all these small things that really are one perspective oriented, but sometimes dealing with the roof right now is the right thing to do. And then moving on into other areas of the business. So really looking at the big size of the all the business function, looking at the value chain and approaching what the business needs at that time. And of course, making it very quick win oriented for sure. Yeah.
Fantastic. So let's talk more about iTransform. So tell us a little bit more about your company.
So iTransform, we have really three parts to it. We have a platform where we are looking to scale this business model, scale this advisory consultant type approach. We have the toolkits where this is where we package all of our knowledge into, it could be do-it-yourself toolkits, like small wins, and we can also support from a fractional CTO type perspective, and also the full-fledged service as a service-oriented business where what people know, like the traditional consultant ways. Mm-hmm. So if we look at the platform, really is we have a marketplace, a two-sided marketplace, mm-hmm. where first we define the need of the business. We turn it into scope of work, which connects with the business objective. Then we match them with vetted service providers, hopefully with pre-negotiated pricing for them that we trust, and they can deliver on that execution of the digital initiatives or whatnot. Mm. So these trusted partners are in a closed marketplace. It's just not open to everybody and you lose control. We make sure that the value is there from start to finish with our partners. And so this is our main focus. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about like how you envision the user experience, because a lot of people, when they're talking about, again, business modernization, just going down that route at first seems a little like it can be daunting, right? Depending on what mm-hmm. someone's looking to do and if they haven't done it before. Gotcha. But now the idea of like being matched and having and a platform and things like that, like to me, it makes it easier, but I don't want to assume here. So walk us through what that user experience that you envision.
Absolutely. So it's kind of straightforward. So we are going to move to a subscription-based service. Mm-hmm. So people can go on our website, itransform.co, subscribe, and then from there, they get a quick assessment. This quick assessment will give them a next to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. It could be, okay, well, your business needs to go on, Google for Business, or the next step might be you need a customer journey map or something, or it depends on where this assessment leads. And then we are, once they know this step, we will come in and make an engagement meeting. We will connect with the business to know more what their needs are. So we can offer them different things that they would need, or they could self-serve themselves and go straight to the marketplace and connect with a certain scope of work with our certified partners. And in there, their RFQs, it's all automated. And then they select a service provider, and then the job gets executed. All the payment is done within the platform, and we are constantly there to support them. At a click of a button, they can engage a meeting with us. We will be there to support them. We will have those monthly calls to make sure that they are always moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So we're there. We're supporting them. They're not just loose and confused. We're constantly there to validate their next steps. Yeah.
So I want to open this can of worms. So what kind of services will be offered?
So it could be from HR. It could be from data and technology or analytics. It could be having a software or hardware upgrade. It could be process improvement, customer journey mapping. It could be strategic plannings or go-to-market stuff. It's these small services that small business owners usually are not working enough on the business. So hopefully we can get to work on the business a little bit to set up the in the business automation to work more fluently across. So there's always that balancing act of a little bit of, I don't know, planning and then moving on to more of the execution steps. Yeah.
Man, that's a great point that you make. And I want to expand on that a little bit further. So the concept that you said really kind of quickly and just kind of snuck it in there, but it's a big theme, and it's a big theme to growing your business. And that is, as you said, most entrepreneurs are busy working in their business and they don't necessarily always have the time to work on it. So working on it, in my definition, would be doing things like not just big vision picture plans, right? But it's also like, it's also the automations that you can do. Like, I think for every hour, every task of automation that we've taken off of my shoulders, we've been able to grow, because then I'm able to do other things and I'm able to hire other partners or other vendors and other things that can make our business grow. So every hour of automation that we've been able to implement here at Mission Matters has freed up. We've never measured it, but I'm thinking, 10 hours minimum for me, like in my time at least. And that's how we've been able to scale. So I wouldn't be able to, at one point, like when we're running full steam, I'm doing 70 interviews a week. I'm doing 70 interviews a week. Guess what? I can't do much more than that, because I'm pretty tired after the end of that week, right? If we're fully booked. That being said, that wouldn't even be a possibility. So, okay, our business might be a little unique because we're in media, but anything else, like, that wouldn't even be a possibility if I was doing another, if I didn't have all those automations in place, if I didn't have a team that was focused on creating even more automation and even more efficiencies and even more for our distribution and other things. So that's that concept of like working on the business versus working in it. If I was working in it, so when we started this company, I was the one doing everything. I was doing the interview, I was doing the editing, I was doing the writing. Guess what? I couldn't do that many interviews at that point, right? Like, we had to add those automations, we had to add those teams, we had to do all these things, which in my opinion, that's business modernization right there. Like, exactly. That's the idea. It's like, how can you implement a better system and continue to do that so that when you look back, you can see noticeable results, but all those little pieces, like all those little cogs you add, like that's what builds the machine.
That's it. Yes. And you just mentioned something. You say you haven't measured it. And this is another thing within the platform, that we have a dashboard. It's kind of We bring data, we will put KPIs there. So we identify the business objective, then we connect with digital initiatives, then we move into the implementation stage. But that closing the loop thing is really important. So setting those KPIs to measure these digital investments to make sure that you see the return, you understand how it's going. So it's really, really important that it's tangible to the business owners. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Completely agree with you on that. So what kind of businesses are appropriate for iTransform? I don't know whether it's like size of company, employee count, or I don't know, industry, as industry agnostic. I mean, give us a flavor of who iTransform is appropriate for.
So we're very industry agnostic. We are touching various, some manufacturing, some service-based business. We haven't encountered anything right now that is not that we cannot face and are comfortable with. So the size of the business, for sure. So we work with 5 employee business up to hundreds of employees. So we don't want to go too far in when businesses have maybe a big, I don't know, IT team with dedicated like 20 staff IT. And so now you're starting to get into a lot of politics, and it's more so that it's the consultant that comes in needs to have dedicated time to go to meetings and to really engage the different groups. So we're more in the smaller size scale, and we really want to closer that we are to work with the business owners or the executive team is really good for us. So this is what we're aiming. We could put a dollar figure on it as well, but depending on the different different sector.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
So, so what you really have done is you've made this very accessible for many different size companies. Yes. So from five to hundreds, you're making it really accessible. So I think that's awesome because we all win in the marketplace like that because, you know, obviously the businesses are looking to provide value and the consumers are looking to get value. So I think that's awesome. Okay. So what's next, Charles? So, I mean, so give us a little bit more of the timeline with iTransform or just in general, what's next? What's exciting you right now?
So exciting me is just to wake up every morning and helping small business owners. So this is exciting me. So what is iTransform? We're going to finalize our launch of the platform in the fall with the subscription-based service. Okay. We're then this will allow us to scale and to even reach out more business owners and to really take on more automation in our business as well. And then after the fact, this is, we just want to go out there and really touch different sectors, different small business owners. Yeah.
Fantastic. And so tell us a little bit more about the launch. Like I know, it's going to be in the fall. So you're still working on it. I know you're in the middle of it. And it's kind of fun to me to talk to business owners when they're in the middle of a big launch or a big platform launch, because first off, thank you for finding time to do this interview. So I know time is at a shortage right now. So tell us a little bit more about the plans for the launch and what you're cooking up over there.
Absolutely. So we're very busy, and what's stopping us is we're quite busy doing the advisory service at the moment. So a lot of people are calling, and we don't have time to finish doing the launch, and there's other business in line to try to modernize, and this is a good thing. So it's that balancing act to launch a product while keep on serving people in need at the moment. So. It's that balancing game, but it's one that we're gonna tackle and succeed. So yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. Love it. So at least you know there's demand. I mean, you're so busy. You're like, we're trying to launch, we're trying to get it out, but we're too busy getting clients. What a hard life, Charles.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, yes. I guess. Yeah.
Fantastic. So Charles, I'll tell you, first off, it's been great having you on the show, learning more about iTransform, how you're helping businesses with business modernization and how you're really making it accessible. The platform, I can't wait to see it, to test drive it. I think it's going to be awesome. And looking forward to growing our business and learning more about what you do and how to help that happen. So that being said, Charles, if somebody's watching this right now and they want to learn more about iTransform, they want to keep up to date on the platform launch, or, as you said, you're busy with the advisory service, they want to know more about the advisory services and keep you so busy you can't launch iTransform. What's the best way for people to reach out and to connect?
Yeah, so the website is probably the best part, itransform.co. There's information on both sides of the marketplace. So the service providers, if somebody would be interested in joining our marketplace, there's a section, and there's also a section for the small business owners to want to learn more how to join our ecosystem. So and also on LinkedIn, iTransform, we're quite busy there, offering value and blogs and all this stuff. Yeah.
Good point that you bring up there about the service providers. So like, what type of service providers are you looking for, or is this platform appropriate for?
Yeah. So again, it needs to connect with our values. It needs to be dedicated service providers to small, medium business and not enterprise, because we want to keep everything simple, affordable, and practical. This is really, really important. So like I just mentioned, it's service providers that offers stuff for SMBs, but in all business functions of an organization, from HR, from culture, from processes, technology, data. Like it's almost everybody out there, but focus for SMBs.
Perfect. Let's have you leave that website again. What's the website again? We'll have it in the show notes, of course. Absolutely. And people can just click on it. But what's the website again?
It is itransform.co.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, again, thank you for coming on the show today and taking time out of your schedule on that and that launch. I'm excited to check out the platform when it's ready. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return visitor and return listener. And Charles, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been awesome.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Have a good day.